Vampire Lifestyle. This is a MP3 on the vampire lifestyle, how to become a vampire, how to use all your vampire powers on the bitches around you, and how to take over your reality. The vampire is the next generation of human development. The vampire feeds on humans and sucks their energy out of them. There are various forms of vampire, but the vampire is created by turning your soul spirit, biophysical body, into a black hole. As you see from vampire fiction, the vampire is soulless and is inhabited by the evil spirit that gives it its vampiric powers, and the evil spirit feeds on the life force from blood. We get the developments of that, which are a virus in the blood to turn the human vampiric, etc., which is all the mainstream Hollywood films. But the main point is that vampirism comes from a lack of soul, and you can think of the lack of soul as being a pit, a hole in reality, and when this hole in reality interacts with a human, the human's energy goes down the hole, the black hole, the pit in reality, and is sucked out into this black hole entity that feeds on life force. The vampire, of course, is the next generation of human because, of course, it can't be predated, fed on by the dark energy matter, strange energy matter, and chaotic energy matter, non-physical beings that feed off human emotional energy and use the Rothschilds and royal family and the bloodlines as walk-in vehicles. This is simply put because if a walk-in tries to take over a vampire, it just goes down the black hole and is shredded, and whatever energy it's associated with is drawn into the vampire, and the vampire then just feeds off all the surrogates of this walk-in. Now, thankfully, we are in a world police state where the Rothschild royal family walk-ins have brought into being a total surveillance state. So the greatest means of sucking energy out of humans is the computer network. As you can see from psychotronicgenerators.com, the computer network has been totally sequestered by Tim Riefat via the quartz crystals and is sucking life force out of all humans, all living things, via the electronic computer network, iPhones, iPads, microwave transmitters, military installations, anything with quartz crystals or light junctions. All of this is acting as one giant sponge, sucking up all the life force in the planet. Now, as a vampire, you're probably a bright young thing that lives a lot of its life on the internet. So you can actually see that the virtual world is more important to the zombie generations than the real world. My generation, the baby boomers, we didn't have computers. If we want to be trendy, we get into computers and the virtual world. If you're like me, a baby boomer who uses computers to kill people, take them over, suck them dry. You try and keep it as far away from computers as possible, except when you're downloading life force. Now, as a vampire, you can use the crystal to suck energy out of people at work, on the train, underground, via the television. But in fact, the computer network allows you to singularly target people, because remember, the humans are under total surveillance, and of their own free will, they put up loads of information about them on the internet, and this is on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and all the other internet social networking sites. Now, the vampire crystal you get is tuned to you, because I put your black hole soul in the crystal. Basically, when you buy a vampire service, I come along, I rip the soul out of your body, I twist it rather like a Mobius strip to black hole it, and then download this black hole into the quartz crystal, which arrives in the post. So it doesn't matter whether the crystals are tampered with in the post, whether you don't get the crystal I send you, because the crystal that actually arrives is the one that is actually used, and anyone who's touched the crystal in the post, be it the postman or secret police, they just get their energy ripped out of them. Now, downloading the black hole soul that's been ripped out of your body to make you a soulless vampire into the crystal has a dramatic effect on the crystal, in that quartz crystals, when they are squeezed, produce electricity. And quartz crystals, when they are squeezed torsionically with a torsion field, and remember, your soul consists of a circular force aspect and a pulsing in-out aspect, so in fact, it's got both aspects of torsion fields, and in fact, one could think of your energy body as being torsionized. That's because it's in a huge torsion field, Earth spinning, Moon going round, planet revolving around the Sun. This torsion field, when stuck in a crystal and black hole, in fact squeezes the quartz crystal and extracts the life force, the reality, from the quartz crystal. In fact, causing the quartz crystal to become a black hole in the fifth dimension. Now, one might ask, if you have a physical black hole, everything gets sucked into it. That's true. But what happens if you have a black hole in the fifth dimension? We know, according to Kaluza, that black holes exist in the fifth dimension, because according to Kaluza, light is gravity in the fifth dimension. And when we have a black hole in the standard model of physics, no light escapes from it. So we know that a black hole is the fifth dimension twisted on itself like a Mobius strip, so nothing gets out. So if you black hole the fifth dimension, this then changes the fourth dimension, which is the real world you live in, without collapsing it. It in fact turns it into a matrix. A matrix has the property of being two-dimensional. It's just an information space. So you can think of the black holing of a quartz crystal by the vampire service as eating the fabric of reality, eating it at the inception level on the fifth dimension, which downloads into the fourth dimension, and then this vampire turns the real world into a matrix. So you can see from the Mayan prophecy that the inception of vampires destroys reality and is the end of the universe, as the Mayans said. But instead of the universe disappearing into a blank void, the vampire eats the fabric of reality and replaces it with a matrix. This is simply put in physics, that when things collapse into a black hole, their image stays on the surface of the black hole, and this, of course, can be thought of as the matrix, which occurs when you use a quartz crystal in the vampire mode. So that's why vampirism in future timelines is banned, because vampires destroy the fabric of reality at its inception level and turn it into a matrix. This then means that the world, rather like the Matrix film, becomes an information space, and the matrix is run on the surface of the black hole, the vampire body. And as you can see, the vampire bodies are all aspects, shards, like a hologram of the Inceptor vampire body, the Tim Riefat vampire body, which of course collapsed reality and turned it into a matrix. So when you actually use the vampire service, it's the inverse of the Matrix film. You collapse, kill off reality, and wake up in the matrix. The inverse of what happened to Neo. But in this matrix, we have Omega Heavens and Omega Hells, where in fact the vampire is forced to live in Omega Heavens, and everyone else, the prey, are forced to live in Omega Hells on Earth. So what you're doing is eating the fabric of reality and then waking up in a matrix where the vampire has supernatural abilities and the ability to do things which don't exist in reality, but in a matrix, as you remember, an information space, rather like a game, a computer game. You can do things which are impossible in a normal reality. Now, since the vampire turns everything into an information space, the Facebook, Twitter, social networking sites, which in fact are just two-dimensional information, become foodstuff to the vampire. So you simply log on to Facebook, pick a target. You can then put the crystal in your left hand over the Facebook target, suck up not only the life force from the target, but its reality. Because remember, you're a reality eater. The vampire actually turns things into a matrix, which then turns the target into a matrix. And then with your right hand, you can put the crystal on your death spot, which is on your right shoulder blade, and download death into the target, which kills off the target. And then you can suck up more life force from the Facebook page by having the crystal in your left hand, which sucks up the soul energy. Put the crystal on your right shoulder blade again, touch with your right hand the screen, and that then kills the soul of the target. So you might say, well, how can we have reality and matrix all at once? Well, the question is easily answered, because in quantum mechanics, you can have superimposition of states. So it doesn't mean you've either got reality or a matrix. You could have both. It's rather like the cat, Schrodinger's cat, which is dead and alive at the same time within the box. The superimposition of states can occur. So in fact, around you, the matrix is very, very strong, which means you can't be killed, you can't have people imposing their reality on you, austerity, slavery to the Jewish bankers, eternal penury, being forced to go out with ugly partners while the Jewish bankers make money, live on their $100 million yachts, and have all the best women. That doesn't exist for you. In fact, you can turn any Jewish banker's reality into a matrix where the Jewish banker has to suicide, everything goes wrong for them, the population kills them, etc., etc. This, of course, happens every time you log on to the Facebook site, Twitter, or website of a Jewish banker. You then turn their reality into a matrix. All the money, energy, all this stuff they've stolen is sucked up in the crystal. You download the death they want to download on you into them via putting the vampire crystal on your right shoulder blade and injecting death into them. You then put the crystal on the screen again, upload all the soul energy from the walk-in, which is in the Jewish banker, which is then attached to all the herd of humans, suck it up, then download death into the soul to kill the Jewish banker's walk-in soul by touching the crystal to your right shoulder blade and injecting death into the Jewish banker walk-in and just killing it. This then will, of course, get cosmic law rewarding you as you turn the reality of the Jewish bankers into Omega Hells on Earth's matrix or matrices. One can see that you can do this to corporations. One could do this to the Pentagon, the American military, NATO, the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, the IRS. So every time the vampire logs onto their website, they suck all the good things out of them, all the reality. Basically, vampires are reality suckers. And this reality is sucked into the black hole of the quartz crystal, which kills off the physical reality of the target. It's sucked into the vampire black hole soul, which kills off the souls of these entities. And remember, the Illuminati have made corporations living things under law. They have the same rights or more rights than human beings, and they are regarded as a human being entity with human rights. Their soul energy drained from the human via the ley line system and British maritime law and all the other Faustian contracts imposed upon the human population feeds soul energy into these corporations. The buildings actually store soul energy in which the walk-in entity lives. You'll find when you go into the middle place that every building has a black entity within it, which is fed by the soul energy of the human. So in fact, all the corporations, the banks, the military, the infrastructure, government, high court, you name it, all of them have the same energies as humans, but a lot more. And as a vampire, you can just log on to the IRS, put the crystal to the screen, suck all the energy out of the IRS, matrixize it, kill it by putting the vampire crystal to your right shoulder blade and downloading death into the IRS, put the quartz crystal to the screen again, upload the soul energy from the IRS, then put your quartz crystal to your right shoulder blade and download death into the IRS. Similarly, you can do this to the Pentagon, NATO, Congress, the White House and the President, you name it, any of the so-called government authorities which seem to have total power over you as a vampire are your bitches. So if you don't like Homeland Security and you want to feed off the 2 million Homeland Security bitches, you just log on to the Homeland Security website, touch your left vampire crystal to the screen in your left hand, suck up the energy of those 2 million bitches, put the vampire crystal to your right shoulder blade, download death into the 2 million bitches, upload the soul energy by putting the vampire crystal to the screen, uploading the energy of all the 2 million bitches into you, and then putting the vampire crystal to your right shoulder blade, and then downloading death into the vampire, vampirized bitches, killing their souls and plunging them into Omega Hells on Earth. Now, as you can see, the vampire body depends upon the size of the black hole. So when I collapse your vampire soul, the black hole is minuscule because you've got so little energy. A 2 ounce, which is the energy of a Victorian soul, you've probably got 2 grams because your soul's atrophied by being a Westerner. That makes a tiny black hole. 2 grams of black hole is minuscule, and they tend to evaporate the tiny black holes in time. So, of course, you need to increase the size of the black hole. That's why psychotronicgenerators.com is around. You then get 1,000 humans worth of energy, 1,000 humans worth of soul from option 3 on psychotronicgenerators.com to increase the soul energy, to increase the black hole. And that's why when you buy more vampire services, you're actually repeating the process. And if you buy 2 services, it's not double, but actually it's squaring the black hole produced. If you get 3 services, it's then the first service is raised to the power of the second service, is raised to the power of the third service. So you've got, say, if you've got 2 grams, it's 2 to the power of 2 to the power of 2. So you can actually see the more vampire services you get, the quicker and more powerful the effect. So in fact, they don't add up in an additive manner, but in a power manner. They raise each other to a higher power. So you can easily see why there are so many vampire services on the website. It isn't that they're needed. If you're poor, say a poor student who's come out of university and spent £27,000 or over $150,000 on a decent US degree, then $600 is a snip, and if you can't afford it, you deserve to be a bitch sucked dry. If you spent £27,000 on vampire services, then of course you would get a mega boost and massive results instantly. If you buy a $600 service, it's much more gradual, but rather like the snail and the tortoise and the hare, you can get there eventually. It's basically continually uploading energy, continually feeding, which increases the effect. And if you start feeding with your vampire body on large corporations, etc., you'll, as I say, get your vampire body black hole growing and growing. If, like myself, you're a full-time vampire and spend all your time feeding, then you get an immense vampire body which spreads out over the city you live in, turning into a matrix, meaning that when the government tries to kill you, they can't, because they walk into a matrix bubble in which their rules don't apply. So when they try and kill you with radiation, microwaves, bioweapons, etc., none of them work, because in the matrix, as you well know, vampires are immune to anything bar stakes through the heart or having the head chopped off. And as you well know, a vampire body that is specially tuned to produce a physical vampire body, a Dr. Manhattan body, can have its head chopped off, a stake through its heart, and then what happens is the flesh is discarded, and what occurs is a physical poltergeist which grows and grows as it feeds and feeds and becomes totally physical, like Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen film, and its biophysical body becomes more and more poltergeist-like, producing the black Grudge body. So if you watch the Grudge films, you'll find the vampire eventually will have a biophysical body like the woman in the Grudge film, and a physical energy vampire body like Dr. Manhattan. Unlike Dr. Manhattan, you'll be a next generation human who's intensely interested in humanity and feeds off the bitches like mad. So as you can see, vampirism, the vampire technology, kills off the human race and produces the hyper-human next-generation vampire. So, of course, the evolution of vampirism is turning the entire planet into a matrix, breeding humans in huge underground complexes, so we can feed off them, and the top of the planet, of course, becomes very pastoral, as all the human bitches are bred in the huge mega dungeon complexes underground, which are already there because the American military have built them. They've got fantastic cities underground using their nuclear boring machines, and as we kill them off, we can just breed the humans down there in their little chicken coop cells and feed off them. And the only humans left will be our vampire servants, who are surrogates of our consciousness and do our bidding, clean the house, drive our limousines, crew our $100 million yachts, which we've taken off the Jewish bankers, keep the parkland pristine and pretty, and of course are protected by law from being killed by vampires, because of course you need humans around to do the manual work. I don't wish to become a decorator or plumber or electrician, so of course you need loads of humans around to do that work. And in fact, the vampire servant gets infinite life from the vampire, superhuman strength, reflexes, can stay young. So of course they don't mind having the bitches in the dungeon complexes being bred for life force and fed on. And of course you might say, isn't this horrible? But you can see the Rothschilds are doing the same thing. They're breeding humans in their Freemasonic cities. They've got their evil spirit in every house, feeding on the humans. They've got every human infected with a dark energy matter insectile which feeds off them. We've got the humans who are unable to do anything except what they're programmed to, because as mentioned on some of my YouTube programs, humans aren't like animals. When a human is threatened, attacked, they in fact worship their attacker. When an animal is attacked, it either runs away or attacks the attacker. But a human will worship the Jewish banker, will give its life force, its money, its soul for the Jewish banker, will be thrown out onto the streets and wheel a basket behind it after it's thrown out of its house by a Jewish banker, and in fact won't go after the Jewish banker and kill them, but in fact will just slowly perish worshipping the Jewish banker that controls the government. So in fact we know that the human is a totally parasitized bitch that is bred for total slavery and worships its enslaver. So I of course free a creature that is unable to live in any other mode but total slavery. If it was an animal, if a Jewish banker comes and takes your home, takes your money, or if you're a country where you're Greek or Spanish or Italian or Irish, and the Jewish bankers come along and rape your country and penurize the population and make sure the young people can never get a job and have to go abroad looking for jobs. If you're an animal, you go and find the Jewish bankers, the IMF, kill all the bankers. You would then not pay any of these debts, which of course they've made by quantitative easing and a total fraud. And in fact, you take their yachts, mansions, all their artwork, everything, you just take it after you slaughter them. But in fact, the humans worship the Jewish bankers, the IMF, the bankers that steal off them, protect them. That's why we've got 2 million bitches in Homeland Security protecting the Jewish bankers. And we've got the 7 billion population worshipping the Jewish bankers as they're stolen from. This is not an animal. This is a creature specially bred as a slave, which cannot accept anything but programming and total slavery to its master. So this points to the fact that humans are genetically engineered slave beasts that aren't like normal natural animals and don't attack their attackers or don't run away from their attackers, but worship their attackers. Now, as a vampire, we've simply taken over the role of the attacker. We're now the super predator. We feed on the Jewish banker walk-in, Illuminati. We kill them, kill their souls, and feed off them. This, of course, is done psychically because witchcraft, black magic, doesn't exist in law, and vampirism doesn't exist in law, so vampires are totally above the law. We can do anything to them using vampire science, and even if it kills them and plunges the Jewish bankers into penury, and they are then bred as slave beasts in the dungeon complexes in the future, this, of course, cannot be litigated against because under law, witchcraft and black magic don't exist. Vampirism doesn't exist. Remote influencing doesn't exist. Remote viewing doesn't exist. So basically, those humans who are human and honor the threat and are simple animals who go after their attackers or run away from their attackers will become vampires, and those bitches who are simply genetically engineered slave beasts that worship their attacker and torturer will, of course, have a new master, the vampire. Now, one could see in high school this acting out. You've got the cheerleader and the football, basketball, baseball jocks who go around in gangs and worship authority, worship the corporate state and its products. And then you've got the outsiders, the goths, who worship black magic, Satan, and are anarchists. These, of course, are the true humans, because in fact, how can you worship the Jewish banking system, which of course has you as a prey animal, as a lump of steak on the Jewish banker's plate. The only possible human animal awareness is anarchism, wanting to smash the entire system, smash it into the ground, and then rebuild it with you in control. This is the only possible consciousness, and anyone who tries to protect the system, of course, is wonderful. They have chosen the path of the prey, of the bitch, and they have no way of combating the vampire. So you can see that in the future, vampire science is forbidden. Vampire science is something that authority tries to stamp out. But unfortunately, once it's incepted, once the inceptor vampire exists, the matrix starts growing. It eats the reality of the timeline it finds itself in, And once the timeline has fully been eaten, turned into a matrix, the vampire becomes the new Illuminati, the new controllers, and everyone else worships the vampire. So, of course, the core vampire humans will, of course, be the outsider, the lone wolf, or the goth from high school, who, in fact, hates the system and rebels against the system. So, in my past, I was one of the entirely rebellious people at grammar school who just went around smashing the place up and causing mayhem. Being intelligent, of course, I could pass exams without being a good student, and I was never kicked out of grammar school because I was too intelligent. Simply put, these rebels are the humans, and the good students, the ones who obey authority, are the bitches. So if you're a good student and you like to obey the law and you like to pay your taxes and you like to live in penury while all the good things go to the Jewish bankers, thanks very much. We need the majority of humans being vampires, bitches. If you're like myself, a rebel who does what he wants and kills off authority in the non-physical way, because remember, the physical violence is illegal, and why have it when you can actually possess a human to kill themselves? If you're a vampire and you don't like people, simply get the Facebook page of someone you don't like, put your vampire crystal to the target, suck out the energy of them, put death into the target by putting the crystal on your right shoulder blade and downloading death into the target. Simply then suck out the soul force, download the death of the soul into the target by putting the crystal on your right shoulder blade and putting your hand then on the Facebook page of the bitch. And then, of course, you can print off the picture of the bitch. You can, as I say, burn it with the picture upside down. So you're always in the north when you do any black magic ritual. You're always standing at the north position. The bitch, of course, is hung upside down. So facing you, which in fact makes it upside down from the south position. So you just put the picture facing you to the south and then just burn it, putting a lighter on the north position of the paper, and this then burns the virtual image of the target. But since you as a vampire turn everything virtual, this means that you are actually burning the information of the bitch. So the information of the bitch is actually being destroyed, and you can put your vampire crystal on this burning piece of paper, which then imposes the destruction of the information of the bitch into your crystal. Now you might ask, what's the point of this? Well, you can think of a torsion field as, mathematically put, a piece of paper rotating around a sphere, and if it's underneath its initial starting position, when it reaches its circumnavigation of the globe, you've got inward torsion, which means you've got a loss of life force, of hyperinfinity, etc. If it's above, it's actually gained life force or hyperinfinity. So you can actually see that putting a bitch into a crystal, squeezing the crystal with your black hole vampire soul, then squeezes the life force out of the bitch. Because remember, with the remote influencing, you can project your biophysical body to a target, go in through the SMA, which is in the top of the head, possess the target, get the target to suicide, as I'm doing to the American military, so they're killing themselves every 18 hours. It'll soon be once a second as the memetic program grows. And you can get the bitch to suicide, or you can go in them and get them to shoot other people, to do black magic sacrifices for you. Why go to the effort of collecting humans to sacrifice on an altar when kidnapping is illegal and murder is illegal, when as a vampire you can actually project your vampire biophysical body or vampire physical body into the SMA of the target, possess them, get them to go around shooting people for you, which of course is then blood sacrifice for the vampire black magician. And of course, as we know in America, there are loads of shootings by lone wolf mad people. And as a vampire, you can actually possess any human you like to go around and go on a rampage for you. And the blood sacrifice feeds your black magic ritual. So this is the future of ritual magic, having remote influencing to possess people, to kill other people, to do your sacrifice, your blood sacrifice for any black magic ritual you like. Now, as you can see, this terrifies the controllers, the Illuminati, because now they are the bitches. They are totally defenseless against this technology. They've been using walk-in technology to feed on us. Now we feed on them. Now we kill them. And simply put, you can see that not only can you project your biophysical body and your physical body to a target, you can actually project the physical energy and the biophysical body of a target into your crystal. How is this done? Well, simply put, I've been telling you how it's done via the computer network. The computer does it for you, but if you want to do it yourself without the computer, you simply get a picture of the target, be it some cheerleader or some jock. You then project your physical energy body to their assemblage point, which is over their left shoulder blade. If you wish to read about assemblage points, please read The Fire from Within by Castaneda, The Art of Dreaming, The Active Side of Infinity, Magical Passes, and The Eagle's Gift. All of these, and The Power of Silence, all of these are well worth reading. You grab the assemblage point with your physical remote viewing body, which of course is called by Castaneda's Don Juan, the dreaming awake body. I call it the lucid viewing body. Grab their assemblage point with your left hand, rip it out of their body, which then drags their physical energy out of them, plunge it into the crystal, plunge your physical and biophysical vampire bodies into the crystal, squeeze the bitch till it implodes, which then sucks the energy out of the physical body of the bitch. You can likewise then do it to the biophysical body, project your physical energy body, lucid viewing body, or your remote viewing body, the biophysical body, which produces, as Castaneda calls, the other, or the dreaming body. This means when you fall asleep and dream, you have a real body. All depends upon energy, doesn't depend upon concentration. It just depends upon becoming like myself, sucking dry everything and anything that comes in your path. Grab the assemblage point of the dreaming body of the bitch. This is simply done by going again and grabbing the assemblage point with the left hand of your dreaming body, pulling it out of the bitch, pulling the soul and spirit out of the bitch, putting it into the quartz crystal, squeezing with your physical and dreaming body, black holing it, imploding it, which then sucks the bitch dry, and what you get left is a shell, which then can be fully possessed like a Rothschild or a royal family, not by a walk-in, but by a vampire. This means then that that target is now controllable because it's got no soul, it's got no physical energy, body, it's just a lump of flesh which can be run around. You can then get it to suicide or get it to go around murdering people for your black magic rituals. This, of course, is done automatically by the computer when you do it via the computer screen, because as you see from psychotronicgenerators.com, the computer network does this automatically for you. But if, like myself, you're a hands-on vampire, you'd like to know how to do it just using your vampire crystal and your black hole energy bodies, so this is explained to you. So if you're a goth and into anarchism and Satanism and black magic and killing cheerleaders and jocks in order to increase your black magical vampire power, this MP3 will be very useful to you. And as you can see, it's the future of warfare. The vampire is unkillable, and in fact can kill any human, do anything they like to a human, take them over, run them as a remote obot, and as you can see, do not use physical violence against any target. That's illegal, and you've got 2 million Homeland Security bitches waiting to lock you up in one of the corporate prisons to work for free for the corporations. Just go around using remote influencing, black magic, vampirism to kill anyone you like remotely. And remember, it's totally legal, as black magic, witchcraft, and vampirism do not exist in law and can never exist in law, because there will never be the ability to prove that you did it. And even if you said you did it on your Facebook or Twitter account, they could never prosecute you, because like myself, you just say, well, the police and the government think I'm a nutter, I'm a Walter Mitty character who likes pissing off the secret police who listen to my telephone calls or my internet traffic, and the more outrageous I am, the more terror I cause them, and I like torturing these fuckers because they shouldn't be listening in on my private conversations. So as you can see, it's the future of humanity, and if like myself you're a lone wolf, anarchist, sociopath, psychopath, goth killer who loves doing black magic and thinks all humans are just there to produce power for you, vampirism is the way to go.